According to the recent AARP report, there are some 44 million unpaid caregivers in the United States. Here in New Hampshire, more than 173,000 adults take care of a loved one. That's about 20% of the adult population. Many are elderly. NHPR correspondent Cheryl Rich Kearns has this report.
Sooner or later, most people are either going to care for someone they love or need that care.
We both went to school on the corner of this street where we live, and we've been together 62 years.
That's Betty Moore. She's a spry 85-year-old who lives with her husband on a sprawling property in Londonderry. Moore's husband has Parkinson's, Crohn's disease, diverticulitis, and two frozen shoulders. They don't have children, and she's his sole caretaker. She stands in her kitchen, flipping through a booklet of graphs she drew to chart medications, feedings, and weight gain.
I'm keeping the date that I start the chart, the hours and the day, and then down below what he has to eat and the calorie count for each thing.
This sounds like it could be a full-time job, just keeping track of everything.
It is. He has no mobility, so I have to take care of his bathroom and dress him and brush his teeth and clip his fingernails and do his hair.
About 1 in 5 of New Hampshire adults are caregivers. Most are women, and most are middle-aged. And the state is seeing more 70-year-olds monitoring their 90-year-old parents, or elderly couples taking care of each other.
Their own medical issues come into play. So as their spouse is aging, so are they.
Mary Schoenley is with ServiceLink, a resource center for seniors and the disabled.
They don't have a lot of support systems. A lot of their friends may have already passed away. Many times they're on a fixed income.
Many have too much money to qualify for Medicaid, but not enough in savings. ServiceLink helps such people with federal and state grants for respite care, but those top out at $2,000. They help people like Betty Moore and other caregivers get out of the house for several hours a week. Woody Spinagle of Rye used the grant money for help at home after he had knee surgery. The 76-year-old takes care of his wife, Judy, who developed Alzheimer's 5 years ago. They live in a large farmhouse that's been in the family for 3 centuries.
This is one at the beach.
She did.
As he walks on the uneven floors that ramble from one room to the next, he points to the watercolors Judy painted.
The best one, I think, is Mont Saint-Michel. They went over to Brittany to...
And the relics from their travels abroad.
Memories of Thailand, all the pottery, ceramics we collected.
The house is a trove of keepsakes, but he can't reminisce about them with his wife the way he used to.
A lot of the stuff you read is, well, I know she is still in there and it's the same person and all that. It's what you want to believe, but it's not. It's hard to have a relationship without communication.
It's that loss of the person that you were in love with and shared everything with.
Sue Fox is with the Center on Aging and Community Living at UNH. Her research found that older caregivers felt more socially isolated than their younger counterparts.
Especially for the male caregivers, they felt that all of their friends and family abandoned them.
That's one of the reasons Woody Spinagle launched a monthly caregiver support group in Dover. His group is for men only and is the only one in the state.
We just talk. One guy will say, geez, it sounds like you're getting depressed. Something happening here? Or, you know, I don't know what the hell to do. You can admit things like that. It's out there. You need help.
In January, a new state law takes effect that intends to help. It requires hospitals to notify a designated caregiver when discharging a patient. Hospitals will also have to give basic training to caregivers, some of whom give shots, intravenous fluids, or set up catheters, as if they were nurses. Doug McNutt is with the AARP.
Traditionally, people have always been given a set of instructions to deal with when they get home. The purpose of this is to make sure that you're actually shown how to do it so that you don't just get home with a set of instructions and think, oh gosh, how do I do that?
The federal government is also looking at the issue of family caregivers. With people living longer and having fewer children, more people will need care, but fewer will be around to provide it. A bill before the Senate would create a Family Caregiving Advisory Council. The idea is to give caregivers more resources and more respite. That's important to Betty Moore, who falls into the fastest-growing age group, those over 85. She wants to keep her husband at home, But what if she falls ill?
What do I do with him? Where do I take him? Who comes and gets him? How will they know what to do with him?
The questions are only going to get bigger. For NHPR News, this is Cheryl Rich Kern.